First of all, I want to widely condemn what is happening to our Taoiseach, our leader of the country at the moment. It's to be condemned outright. Now, we have seen a number of violent incidents with councillors right around the country, and indeed my colleague Joe Queenan has been the subject of robberies and thefts, and whether that is motivated politically, our people are targeting those councillors. You know, it's a hard job, a councillor. Every councillor or politician gets up every day to try and do some good, to help people. So, you know, they mightn't agree with everyone's policies, but, you know, at the same time, politicians need the space to do the job safely, and we need to ensure that all politicians are protected by the state.
Unfortunately, we are in a world now where these instances are worryingly on the increase. What can be done in terms of having local politicians more educated or up to date with security advice and so on?
Well, I'd be hoping that the newly elected politicians and councillors, and heading into a general election now, that the Gardaí would advise politicians how to protect their homes and their families and their property going forward. And I think that we need to be educated and properly advised to see how we can secure our, you know, our work going forward, to ensure that we're available to the public, but at the same time be protected. I mean, the online abuse is outrageous at the moment, from clone accounts on a daily basis to every politician in the country. So it's something that we need the online suppliers to step up to the mark as well, and to be able to block those individuals from allowing people to do what is their day's work. After all, these people are elected by the general public, by their peers, and there's an election every 5 years for councillors and every 4 or 5 years for the Dáil. And those people that are carrying out those acts are welcome to put their name in the ballot paper to see can they get elected. I mean, everybody gets up in the morning, every politician, to try and do some good.
While the likes of attacks, physical attacks on local representatives hasn't necessarily been an issue in Sligo, is it still a worrying time for yourself and other local representatives?
It's something that you're conscious of the whole time, you know, and if a politician makes a mistake, the overwhelming abuse that a politician gets on a one-to-one basis or from a general opposite view is getting out of hand. So, like, proper natural debate is being lost because politicians are trying to be careful to ensure that they don't get themselves being targeted by this type of abuse. So, you know, it's something that everybody is conscious of on a day-to-day basis.